My name is Craig Coe. I am 39 years old, and today is Sunday, October 21st, 2018. And I'm speaking with Emily Woods, who is a great friend of ours. And we are recording this interview in Onalaska, Wisconsin.
So how did you find your way to your current job?
Specifically, a group of people sought me out to come and be the pastor of a church here in Onalaska, Wisconsin. But more generally, find my way to my career itself was really a call on my life from God to be a pastor. And we have been in multiple places, but specifically to this part of the country, this area of Wisconsin, my wife and I have felt drawn to here. Because of the people, because of the ministry opportunities here.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up?
That's always been difficult. I never really had an idea of what I wanted to be when I grew up. Some people told me I should be a teacher. I had an uncle who was a teacher, so I looked up to him. It was probably when I was in high school that the idea of going into the ministry, being a pastor, was really impressed upon me. So that is what I pursued and have been in a variety of different roles as a pastor since that point.
Right. What lessons has your work life taught you?
I think the greatest lesson would be time management. And to be able to manage workflow as compared to life management in general, balancing work and life.
Right.
Because of the social aspect of ministry, it blends into family life so much. So to be able to create those boundaries, create specific time management, because you never know what's going to come at you. You never know what each week is going to it's going to hold. Being going to the hospital to visit people, or dealing with other issues, helping people out in a variety of different ways. So being able to manage time wisely and to take advantage of every opportunity is something that I've had to learn to do.
Right. If you could do anything now, what would you do and why?
That's a very broad question. I think if I could do anything now, I'd say on the fun side with my family, I would love to be able to go and just travel with them for a couple of weeks. In our current job situation, haven't been able to do that.
Right.
So be able to take them just to enjoy life, enjoy being with each other, getting out of the normal routine would be something that would be really fun. But if I could do anything now within my job, within the church here, I would say find key ways to be able to reach into our community and help make a greater difference.
Right.
Not only in their lives, but in the life in the community as a whole.
Cool. Have you ever had a profound spiritual experience, and would you be willing to tell me about it?
I've had a couple. The first one was back in 1994, when I felt a distinct call to ministry, call to be a pastor. And that has taken a wide variety of forms, and just how God has been able to gift me and use me in different ways. But even since then, I think it was back in 2006, where I really wrestled with my role in the church, and the lead pastor of the church that we are a part of was leaving, and God really wrestled with me in that he was asking me to be the next lead pastor of that church, and I did not want that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want that role, didn't want that responsibility. And it was wrestling with God for hours and hours on end until it came to the point where I just surrendered and said, okay, God, if this is what you want me to do, then you are going to have to gift me, you're going to have to lead me. It really was a turning point in my life, turning point in our marriage, and turning point in my view of ministry as a whole and what life would look like beyond that.
When you meet God, what do you want to say to him?
I think I would like to ask all sorts of questions, and to be able to understand more of what this life was all about. But I don't think I will care at that point. But just to be able, I don't even know if I'll be able to say anything,
right,
when I meet God, but just to take in all of God's splendor and all of God's fullness. So.